am here in studio, and I've got my top line starting up. We've got the Marshfield Police Chief, Phil Tavares. Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure, Christine.
Okay, and we have the Scituate Police Chief, Mark Thompson. Thanks for joining us today.
Good afternoon. Good to be here.
Good to see you. And also from Marshfield, we've got the Fire Chief, Michael LaSilva. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Christine.
Oh, delighted to see you, and I believe the Scituate Fire Chief is on his way, too. He must be making some last-minute preparations. Okay, we're getting into the holiday season. We've got good weather. We've got the 4th of July falling on a Thursday. We've got the night before the 4th, and then the upcoming weekend. Your departments are going to be really, really busy. And typically, I remember in the past, to me, it always seemed like Scituate was the place to be on the night before the 4th. What's happening this year? Because I remember it used to be fires were a big thing, and then you guys got tough about that, and it really got rid of a lot of problems. Chief Thompson.
Sure. Well, so I think Scituate is still the place to be. We're looking forward to people having fun and enjoying, and as you mentioned, it's a great stretch. It lines up well. I hope people are going to be able to go out and enjoy their time off in the great weather. But we just want to make sure that people are doing it safely, being respectful of their neighbors, and just going out there and following the rules and having a good time.
What about fires? I know that they've said that, you know, they used to have those huge bonfires. People would save Christmas trees, pallets. I mean, it got really crazy, and then they really got strict about that. Is it a campfire now, and how does that work?
Yeah, they're really just the smaller cooking fires. Bonfires are not allowed at all. You can't stack up pallets. You can't add trees. You can't add extra combustibles to them. We've gone away with that. There's no permits. You can't have a fire at all unless it's just the smaller cooking fires. And so I'll let the fire chief speak a little bit more about that. But that was, for us, really became the attractive nuisance, that when those big fires would happen, they'd bring a lot of people in, which brought, you know, kind of drunken and disorderly behavior, and it really became dangerous.
Absolutely. Now, here in Marshfield, our hometown, the town not only swells in the summer, but the population during this long weekend. What happens?
Yes, well, we have over 100,000 people that come down to Marshfield are in the town of Marshfield during the night of the 3rd. To watch the not town sponsored but fireworks, and there's lots of house parties and celebrations going on, so they come down for that, and then sometimes they stay for the 4th. But this year, the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th, we have Levitate, which will bring in, we're planning for an extra 20,000 people per day.
So how do you handle that, like, man and woman power wise?
That's something we start working on right after it ends the previous year. And we have multiple meetings. We involve multiple agencies, and it's all hands on deck. Everybody will be working.
Okay. Now, of course, here in Marshfield, beautiful beaches, a lot of nice beaches, and sometimes people want to build fires or light fireworks too. Chief LaSilva, how do you guys handle it? Because I know in the past, you know, it's hard to really keep an eye on everybody down at the beaches.
Sure. So, first of all, fireworks are illegal in Massachusetts. We should start off with that. As far as the fires go, we, like Chief Thompson said, we don't allow fires on the beach. We issue what's called a cooking permit, and that's either by charcoal or propane. You can't burn wood. So those are available. This year we teamed up with the beaches to issue those permits through the beaches as well as the fire department. They're free. You can get them direct on beach at the beach commissioner's office down there, and you can get them at the fire station, central fire station at 60 South River Street. But they are for cooking only, and it's not to burn wood. And as far as fireworks go, we know that they're going to happen, and we just ask people to use common sense and be aware of their surroundings.
Absolutely. Chief Dunham, we've spoken about this a couple of times, and you're always worried about the heat, alcohol, fireworks, and fire. That can be a dangerous combination.
Yeah, it's, we've, you know, in the past, we've seen a lot of problems with that, and that's why we've banned bonfires altogether in Scituate. And we've, compared to the years past, we've seen quite a bit of improvement. It's more of a family event, and you know, we always want to get the message out to people that of the dangers of the fireworks. And I spoke with some of the medical staff at Socio Hospital this morning, and I asked them what their typical holiday looks like, and they'll generally see one or two hand injuries expected this holiday because of the fireworks and from bonfires and campfires. So, you know, we ask that that people be extra vigilant and keep an eye, especially the children. He said they've had a lot of injuries with burns to children getting too close to the fires. So in Situate, we're allowing campfires only 3 feet in diameter. But we also want to remind residents, if they do have a campfire, to make sure you have a pail or a bucket so you can extinguish the fire. Because in the past, we've had people walking on the sand, and some of those coals can still be burning the next day. So you want them to completely extinguish the fire with a bucket of water so we don't have any of those foot injuries that have happened in the past.
One thing, you're talking about happening in the past, I also notice in several of the towns that we follow here on the South Shore, there used to be usually one or two episodes over this long weekend with underage kids, like getting so drunk, you know, like alcohol poisoning level, just craziness. They, for whatever you folks have been doing to take care of it, that seems to have almost gone away. What do you attribute that to, Chief Tavares?
Well, it's always a concern, the underage drinking and binge drinking, even with adults. Mm-hmm. So we just want to make sure everybody's safe. I think people, there's a new generation of younger kids now that seem to be doing things a little bit smarter than some of the other generations. I don't see as many drunk driving arrests of young people that we used to see. They get rides, or they get designated drivers, or they call an Uber. I think they're making some really good decisions, and I hope they continue to do so.
What's the biggest problem that you have over this long weekend when it comes to getting emergency vehicles to where they need to go, Chief Thompson?
Well, I mean, I think that we want to make sure that all the roadways are clear. So people are parking appropriately, not blocking roadways, not blocking sidewalks. That public access is the key. And I think I just echo what Chief Tavares had said. I mean, this weekend, we want people to go out and have fun and be safe. But at the end of the day, it comes down to just making good decisions. So those good decisions to start with where you're parking. It starts with being able to drink responsibility. It comes down to fireworks and fire. So as long as everyone's making good decisions and being responsible, I think we can have a good, fun, safe weekend.
Is there a designated parking area for people that are coming from out of town? Or do you find they're mostly going with family gatherings? I mean, where do people that don't have a connection in your town, where would they park?
Yeah, I mean, it really comes down to family gatherings. So a lot of that will wind up being on somebody's property, and we want to make sure that that's where it is. Our beach lots are open. They're open until 9 o'clock as they normally are. Mm-hmm. But by the same token, they're all permitted. So the same parking regulations that we have in effect day in and day out as far as where people can park legally, mm-hmm. those are still in effect. And there is public parking throughout the harbor and Cole Parkway, but the beach lots are permitted.
I want to ask each one of you if you've got a message for our listeners that is very specific to your town and department that you want them to remember over this very long holiday weekend. Chief Tavares, with the holiday and Levitate coming, you're going to be busy, it seems like, for a week.
Yeah, yes, we will. I just want to make sure that everybody is safe, they have fun, and it's a nice family celebration for our independence. The biggest issues that we have that I'd like addressed, or I'd like for them not to happen, is the drinking in excess and making bad decisions and parking in areas where the vehicles will be a hazard. We're not going to have enough parking for everybody that's going to come to town, so they'll find a place to park, and as long as it's not a hazard so that it doesn't impede our ability to get help to them, then it shouldn't be a problem. But just use common sense and good judgment and have fun.
That sounds great. Now, for the fire department here in Marshfield, Chief LaSalva, what do you want to tell our listeners about being careful over this long, long holiday weekend?
I pretty much echo the sentiment that Chief Tavares had. One of our biggest concerns is access, but the Chief touched on as well. Mostly the action is down in the area of town where the streets are narrow and the homes mm-hmm. are kind of packed together. So access becomes an issue. So just be mindful of where you're parking. Watch out for fire hydrants. Please don't park in fire lanes. And again, like Chief Tavares said, we're going to be very busy this weekend. We're going from the frying pan into the fire with the third and the fourth, and then on the heels of Levitate. So we will be busy, but we want everybody to be safe and have fun. Marshfield's is known for the 3rd of July, and I mean, I partook in it as a younger, in my younger days.
Any confessions to make?
No, not okay. on the air.
Natural limitations right now.
Okay.
But we just like Chief Tavares said, we like to see everybody have a good time and make some good memories.
That sounds terrific. Fire Chief Donovan, you're going to be busy in Scituate. Beautiful beaches, lots of fun, a lot of tradition of families coming down to Scituate for the beach. Any parting words for our listeners?
No, I think you hit the nail right on the head. The family. We're seeing much more of family events, and we have generations of families that have beachfront property, and they've been coming down for decades, and we like to see that. Again, I will also reiterate that access is important to us. That's one of the first things we do before it gets dark out. We're out patrolling the areas with the fire truck to see if we can fit down these streets. And please be mindful of not parking in front of fire hydrants. A little over a year ago, we lost five structures, and we were able to stop that fire. That could have been 10 structures had we not had good access to the fire hydrants.
I remember that.
So, same as in Marshfield, we have densely packed neighborhoods with houses, some within 2 or 3 feet of each other. And, if we don't have access, we could have a tremendous loss. So be vigilant. Stay safe and have a happy 4th.
Well, that sounds good. And of course, Police Chief Mark Thompson, what do you think? What are your final words of wisdom to our listeners and anybody who's going to come to Scituate?
Sure. I mean, I think have fun, be safe, be responsible, be considerate of your neighbors. And for those people who are going to be out and enjoying the beaches and out on the water, we have obviously the boating traffic goes up dramatically. People will be out at the spit. Be responsible, be safe, have fun, but we'll be out on the water as well. We'll have patrols out.
Okay.
We'll be working with the Marshfield Harbor Master, with the Coast Guard, with the MEP. It's Operation Drywater this weekend. So we'll be out there. We'll try to keep things safe and have fun.
Just one more question I want to ask you, Chief DeVore. Sometimes some of our older listeners will tell us, oh, I don't want to bother police. I don't want to bother the fire. And if something happens over this long holiday weekend, still a good idea to call you guys.
Absolutely. We're going to have plenty of people working, and we want to know about it. That's what we're here for. We're public servants, and if somebody needs our help, I encourage them to call. Could I just add one thing to the end of this? Is I just want to make sure that all of our residents or visitors know that they should prepare for heavy traffic in Marshfield Wednesday through Sunday. There's going to be a lot of people in town, a lot of vehicles, especially on the night of the 3rd. The whole town will be gridlocked at certain times.
Well, some words to live by, and of course, we'll be monitoring everything. You can stay tuned here to WATD if you have any questions. We're still working here 7 days a week, so we've got a great group in here. We had Marshfield Police Chief Phil Tavares. We had the Scituate Police Chief Mark Thompson. We had Mark Donovan, the Fire Chief from Scituate, and Michael LaSalva, the Fire Chief here in Marshfield. We know you're going to keep all these towns safe. We're going to put this interview up online, too, so you can direct everybody to listen to this over and over again, because I know they want to hear you. Anyway, some good things. Have a safe and happy long couple of days as we go into this holiday weekend.